This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your Cleveland Cavaliers 41-10 on the season. They've got a game that they should just slaughter the Wizards tonight. I mean, that team is just filth. And I don't mean good filth. You know the kind of filth I'm talking about. And oh yeah, they traded for DeAndre Hunter. Ben Simmons could be a buyout candidate to talk about all of it. Welcome on a man on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You know quite well now the Athletics NBA reporter Joe Vardon. Joe, welcome to the show, buddy.
What's up, Nick? How you doing?
Vibes are up. The DeAndre Hunter trades come in, and I feel like I hit the jackpot. How about you?
You know, okay, the short answer is yes. I think it's a brilliant trade, and I'm surprised that it came as cheaply as it did. Something that dawned on me, though, listening to the Kobe, he did a conference call today, and just as kind of my own career has gone on and I've gotten away from daily coverage of any particular team, you might lose sight a little bit of the human element of this, because, you know, if you're looking at this as an analyst or as somebody who's like trying to just work in the trade deadline and decide, you know, which moves were good and which ones weren't. You look at DeAndre Hunter, he's 6'8", he's averaging 19 points, he shoots 40% from three, he can guard up, you know, to the four, even in a small ball five, he can guard. And he gives you that sort of size and physicality on the perimeter that they don't have. But when you kind of get back to the local level, and then you start thinking about, well, Caris LeVert has been here for 3 full years, and George Niang is, you know, somebody who is really popular in that locker room. And then, so you forget about the friendships that are made, and you're talking about a team that's not only, like you said, 41-10, so that's the best in the NBA, but they like each other. Like, this is a team that has good vibes. And so you make a move that's a no-brainer. You had to make it, no question. But then you do have to go back and make sure that everybody understands why in that room. And then also give everybody a little bit of a chance to, you know, I don't know if grieve is the right word. I mean, it's not like, you know, Caris and George are losing money. They aren't. But just take a minute to, you know, to miss the guys that are out the door. And so, you know, I do expect everything to be fine tonight in Washington for sure. But yeah, I mean, it's probably a little bittersweet with that team right now.
Yeah, Joe, we've weighed the chemistry side of this, and you know, you talk about how close a relationship Donovan had with both players. Do you feel like Donovan, in your own opinion, was involved in these trade discussions?
No, I don't think so. And you know, certainly he's got a great, no, you're right. I mean, Donovan goes way back with George. They've been teammates forever. going back to the Utah days. And then I think that he and Karis share an agent and we're close as well. So that's right. And I don't think that this is, I don't think the Cavs work that way. And certainly, like, I don't think you would need Donovan's sign off to go find somebody that will help make life easier for him. I mean, look, you know, Donovan is what? He's a 6-time All-Star now. So obviously a very good player. And Darius Garland is a 2-time All-Star and he's back to his form. And so they're great, but they're small. You know, like they, and in these physical, like in a seven, well, hopefully it goes seven, in a big series against the Celtics, like having to deal with Derek White and Jaylen Brown, like Donovan and Darius are going to need a little help. And so, you know, to have somebody with the size and versatility of Hunter only helps him.
So speaking to whether it's the Celtics series or the Knicks series, you know, the two biggest potential speed bumps for the Cavs on their path to their next NBA championship, how does the Hunter move change the math?
Well, I had the Cavs in any series except for the Celtics. So I don't think it changes the math there. And then in the Celtics, you know, I guess it still just remains to be seen. Boston is so deep, and I just contend that they're bored. You know, I'm not making excuses for the Celtics, but with the culture of the modern NBA, you know, for the Warriors 9 years ago, after winning a title, to go out and win 73 games, I mean, I just don't think, I don't think 73 is ever being touched again, one. And then two, to do it after winning a title is just, like, I mean, I just, like, looking back on it, I can't believe it. So I still really like the Celtics. You know, I think the Cavs have a chance there for sure. But I think when you talk about changing the math, what we really need to consider is that in any series, when Dean Wade is not available because of injury, which is like the case, you know, they have a harder time. And now they are not going to be nearly as reliant on Dean's availability to be comfortably ahead in these first two playoff rounds. And I think that is that one right there is probably as important as however this evens the playing field against the Celtics.
Is this moment the best Cavs fan should feel since LeBron left?
Oh, Jonathan, I guess, you know, I mean, we've done this show this year a couple times, and we've talked about teams that get off to these starts that the Cavs have gotten off to, that they almost always get to the finals. And then if they don't, then they certainly get to the conference finals. That's almost an ironclad statement there. Like, I think there's one case where somebody made it to the conference semifinals. So, you know, yes, you should be excited. And then I put this in the story I wrote after the trade deadline, looking at the whole league, that if you go back over the last 10 years, at least one number one seed has made the finals 7 out of the last 10 years. But it's only happened once in those 10 years when both number one seeds make it. So, yeah, like all the signs from history are telling us that the Cavs probably should be in the finals. But, you know, there's also, I guess, there is a downside of the weight of expectations. And, you know, historically over the last few years, the Cavs really struggle in the second half. And they, you know, they have a harder time in the playoffs with some of these physical series. So, you know, I think that the best way to say it is cautiously optimistic. I mean, they've lost a bunch of games even since the last time the three of us talked. You know, that's true. And they're, you know, they're still obviously an excellent team, but like they're going through some stuff too. So, you know, cautiously optimistic, absolutely, but I think respectful of what's to come.
Joe Varden on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, breaking down the latest with the Cavaliers. Another big report out there is Ben Simmons is finalizing a contractual buyout with the Nets. And two teams linked to him in the buyout market are the Cavs and the Clippers. If he were to choose the Cavaliers, what do you think of that fit?
Three teams, Nick. Also the Rockets. Come on, you got to read The Athletic, my man.
I just wanted you to correct me.
Come on, Shams is my guy, and Brian is my guy, of course. But the Rockets are in there too, and I didn't report this, but I think there may be a fourth team that is interested in him as well. So there is some interest. You know, with Ben, I think that is an intriguing case. And so on the one hand, they really don't have, you know, Tristan's still there, but, you know, I don't know if you feel comfortable playing him major minutes anymore in a playoff series. And then we just got done talking about Dean, okay? So after that, like, they don't have any backup bigs. And we saw what happened with Jarrett in the playoffs last year. You know, Evan has had nicks and knacks and actually one serious injury so far in his career. And so you need somebody, and they have an open roster spot. Ben Simmons is 6'10", maybe 6'11". He's super athletic. He's obviously got a good handle. He can pass. So those are all really good things. He'll get you a rebound, especially a defensive rebound. He can score going downhill, but he doesn't want any part of the foul line in any kind of pressure situation, and he will not shoot a three. So,
yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, I don't, I mean, those are the facts. How does he work as a fit? You know, the other intriguing part is Kobe was talking about the culture today in Cleveland and that they value character in their players. And, you know, I don't know Ben Simmons personally, but it's like I can say, just based on what we've seen publicly over the last however many years, that there are some questions there. And so, you know, is he a fit in Cleveland? I'm not sure, but they do need someone. And there are some things that he brings that could help them, you know, in a spot, in a pinch, a few minutes here or there. And you know, I just want to caution everybody. You know, the buyout market is way overrated. The impact that these guys – that buyout players have is somewhere between like minimal and medium. Kevin Love is a flyer. He was bought out here. He went to Miami and actually really helped them that first year, for sure. He did. But he is the exception, not the rule. So when you look at buyout markets and buyout players in general, just temper it. You know, like Ben Simmons is a huge name. He still draws a ton of interest from fans, but I think that's more so because of his history than what he does. And I think, you know, if you bring Ben Simmons to Cleveland, okay, but they're going to go as far as Donovan and Darius and Jared and Evan and even DeAndre can take them.
Yeah, Joe, I like that you focused in on the part of the Kobe press conference, because we listened in obviously as well, and he kept mentioning like the idea of you want fountains, not drains. And if you believe in that, and Kobe stressed it, in fact, he gave Daryl like a shout out for acknowledging the cultural aspect of what the locker room is. And so if you believe that, then maybe Ben Simmons, and with the effect that these buyouts typically don't have, maybe it just doesn't make sense, Joe.
Yeah, I guess I think we could make the case, and I think maybe we are making that case. But I guess to go in the other direction, you know, Ben is well aware of his place in this league today, and that it's tenuous, and that he almost wasn't in it anymore. So like the ego and sort of the, I won't make your listeners wait for me to think of the word, but whatever it is that would make you feel more comfortable behaving a certain way is not a luxury for Simmons anymore. So whatever team he goes to, especially if it's a team like Cleveland, he's going to have to go there to fit in. And so we should, if we're going to be fair to the situation, we should take that into account as well. You know, and let's see what else, materializes on the buyout market. I mean, do the Heat buy out Kevin? Does Bogdanovich, you know, who's big and does shoot threes, is he available? So, you know, let's take a look and see what else is out there, too.
Bogdanovich, please, come on now. What are you? Don't get me too randy here. It's not even 5 o'clock, Joe. That's like my dream. I've been dreaming of a Bogdanovich in Cleveland for many, many years here. I did want to ask, because his age, the state of the Lakers, should we be on LeBron retirement watch this year?
No, I don't think so. I think if you extend that 18 months, then I think it's fair. I mean, he's seen it all. He's done it all. And you know, he's played 22 years, and I don't think he wants to go out as a significantly lesser player than he was for his entire career. So I think he's guarding against that. But we're talking about a dude who literally put up 42-17 the other night against the Warriors at age 40. So he can still play at least on the offensive end at a very high level. And we have to give the Lakers credit. They are defending over the last two or three weeks at a top 10 rate. And that's without Anthony Davis. So does the Luka trade, you know, which was done in part, not totally, but in part to prepare and begin to move on from the LeBron era. Does it at the same time actually rejuvenate LeBron a little? That's possible. I mean, I can't wait to see those two play together just for the enjoyment factor, but also to see how it works. And if it does work, maybe it squeezes one more year out of him, but I don't know. You know, like 40 is a long time to be playing. Year 22. Next year will be year 23. That's his jersey number. I could see it. I could see that. I could see it. Us talking about this very seriously next year.
Do you think it's a lock he finishes his career with the Lakers?
I mean, I do, and I put that in the big story, you know, last night, today. I've always thought that since he left here in 2018. I still believe it to be true. You know, there's just that paternal instinct. His son is on the Lakers with him. And, you know, he could say, well, you know, my kid has a guaranteed contract and he's fine. He's getting better in the G League. Like, he doesn't need me, and maybe some of that stuff is true, but I just, like, that is unfathomable that he would push his way out or even walk his way out from the team on for which his son plays. Just no way. And I think the Lakers have a chance to be pretty good this year and next year. Like, let's be real about that. I think they're probably tied for fourth right now, or maybe in fifth by barely in the West right now. And then Luka's coming, Mark Williams is coming. So, and they didn't give away their 2031 pick or Reeves, if you want to use him as trade bait. So they have room to get even better than they are now.
Joe, couldn't get any better than this, buddy. Appreciate your time. And next time, I'll make sure to say the right amount of teams. I'm sorry, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Great to talk to you, as always.
Have a great weekend. Joe Vardon there on the Athletic, of the Athletic, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We got plenty to react to of what he had to say about DeAndre Hunter and whether my partner just flip-flopped on Ben Simmons or not. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.